Yo, what's happening, everybody? I'd like to welcome you guys back to a Junk Talk Show with Alfredo here, man. I know it's been a while since I've been on the show with you guys. I do apologize to my listeners. Your boy's just been enjoying his vacation time from his regular life, taking a break, guys. You know, just basically re-energizing myself, guys, and, you know, just hanging loose and spending time with the family and friends and the daughter. But yo, I'm back for you guys with another exciting episode. What I want to talk to you guys about on this episode is positivity, guys. Just staying positive and staying focused on your dreams, which I know is really hard to do, especially if you're somebody like me that has to juggle within regular life and, you know, doing your dreams and things like that. It does become a struggle at a point. Physically, just not physically, but mentally too as well. Very mentally. I know myself, I'm a very person that tries to stay positive about things and stay calm and not let things overwhelm me. I do have a lot of things that going through my life. I take care of my mom, who's a widow. I'm a single father. I'm an essential worker. And between those times, I'm here doing shows with you guys and doing other things. And within all that time, it's basically all about staying positive and keeping your posture and your focus on what you like to do, and to not let the other things take over and bring you down and stop you from doing what you love. But it does get hard time to times, as I know it does for others. I'm one of those people too, it kind of gets hard for. But the best way is staying focused. One thing that's real good, a good way to stay focused, is how you start your day and stuff, guys. To me, that is a big key of having a positive day or a week. It's all about how that day starts or how the week goes. It can start off good and end up bad, or your week can start off bad or it can end good, just depending on the person you are or how you take things and how you go on about life. One thing to me is waking up in the mornings. Mornings are kind of hard for me. And I can tell you, man, I'm a big fucking grouch in the morning, guys. I complain about waking up early, especially if I had a restless night and I got to be up early the next day, man. I got a big old attitude. But a way I try to get past that is to try and put positivity first thing. You know, I'll put on a song maybe in the morning. I'll play the radio, or I'll do some morning stretches, which I like to do, you know, because I'm a person that works out and likes to stay fit. So, which I'm actually still working on, guys. So those are ways that I start my day off to get my positive. It's all about, you know, getting that brain functioning and getting that blood work going. And, you know, it's getting your mind working, is getting yourself positive for the day. Another thing, you know, I like to listen to a lot, if you guys watch YouTube or if you're still on TikTok, one thing that I like to listen to a lot is Steve Harvey. I think Steve Harvey is a real inspirational person, especially when it comes to staying positive and not being so negative. I mean, he's a gentleman that, you know, that talks in his shows, that talks about how he's a college dropout. He was living in a car, basically just living off chump change just to make it. And how he just stood at it and kept working at it no matter how hard it got. And it paid off for him. And those are things that I look at and see how, you know, I can utilize those in my life and keep myself positive, which it does. I mean, it keeps me going and, you know, shows me that we're not the only ones out there that are struggling with trying to reach our goals or our dreams. Everybody has struggles. Not everybody was just handed their dreams to them. It is a lot of work. And basically, it's like any other thing. When you put work into it, if you're not going to put the work and time into it, then it's just not going to happen for you. I mean, it's just not going to it's not going to spark off. I mean, there's a lot of celebrities that you guys can go out and search and research on that had struggles in their life to get where they are at today, and it made them the person they are and why they are they're so successful the way they are. Because I know times get hard, guys, where you just like me, for example, man. I mean, I'm an essential worker, which I, in between that time, I'm trying to do podcasts for you guys, trying to get my YouTube channels up. And that takes a lot of energy and a lot of focus. You know, I have another friend that, you know, works on his career, and, you know, we barely get to hang out because he's so tied up into his career and, you know, following in his dreams and stuff like that. But, you know, he'll hit me up on, you know, sometimes and see how I'm doing, and, you know, we'll have a little conversation, see how each other's things are going, and, you know, we just have both understanding that, you know, might not have time to hang out as friends now because of our schedules and things, but sooner or later that stuff will probably pay off, and we'll be able to, you know, do the hangout friend things again, things like that. But, I mean, even he gives good points on how to stay, you know, focused and keep pushing at it, and which, I mean, really is one of the reasons why I got into podcasting. I mean, you know, he's a DJ, a businessman, you know, and he gives me a lot of motivation to go out and chase my dreams, and, you know, and talks about how it didn't start off for him right away. It took him time, and, you know, and that's the thing of T is the time thing, and I know time can be a stressful thing because we feel that we don't have much time. You know, there's only 24 hours in a day. You know, so it's a lot of time managing within that to try to get this, you know, to get your dreams going. But really, guys, it's just mostly positivity. Another good thing is, you know, try to change your crowds around you for your positivity. Especially for positive intake. I can definitely tell you guys about, you know, haters and things like that. Especially starting these shows and stuff. I can tell you about how much negative feedback I've got. I've got good feedbacks, but more negative. Especially people just bashing on me about, you know, making fun of me. Which I really don't care about. I take that stuff in and I turn it around and try to make it positive. Because I'm one of those people, you know, who cares if these people don't like me or like what I talk about on my shows, or even if they want to listen in. At least I'm here doing it for you guys and staying positive, and I'm liking it and I'm enjoying it. I mean, either I get a good review or a bad review, I'm out here enjoying and doing it what it is I love. And to me, when people start bashing on you and making fun of your dreams because you're out there doing it, is because they're not out there doing the things they want to be doing. Because they're letting the pressure of life stop them from doing it, which I don't let it do that to me, you know. Right? I just try to get off and just like, hey, whatever, man. I mean, you know, do what you do, and I'll do what I do. Cause for some reason, you know, my life's off way better than what it is yours, you know. I might be just an essential worker and, you know, doing these things on part times, but at least I'm still doing something that I like to do and I believe in it and I work towards. So like I said, this is actually my passion, is, you know, being out in the social world, man, and bringing my views to it and showing how I get to things and I stay positive like that and keep pushing towards so I can be successful. Because I'll be honest, man, I love working within the community and stuff like that. I love the job I do because I get to be around people. I get to be me sometimes with people. So, you know, to me, it's still a joy to do what I do. And the reason why I'm the person I am. I like making people laugh and things like that. And just, you know, giving point of how I do things and how I keep focused on doing what I do and love. But, you know, and I hope it helps you guys out too. And you guys do take some of these things into consideration and go out and actually look at some of these things. Like I said, Steve Harvey's a good one. Another actor I like listening to is Jim Carrey. Jim Carrey's a brilliant actor. He talks about his father and stuff and how he got himself into showbiz. Also, Jonah Hill is another good inspiration for me. He was one of those ones that was made fun of in Hollywood for his weight and thing, and he made it known that he wasn't going to be there for that, and that's not what he's acting is. It's about his skill, man, his acting skill, and what he brings to the table, him, and how he didn't let that stop him. He just kept showing them different, and those are things that motivate me, and those are people that are kind of like inspirations to me. And when it comes to like when I'm working out, my inspirations are Kevin Hart and The Rock, Aquaman. I mean, I'm past the hero state, you know, because I'm not a kid anymore, but I do have people that inspire me and motivate me, which is never a dying thing, guys. I mean, yeah, you'll have people there saying, oh man, you just on that person's nuts, or you just a follower, man. It's not even that. You're not even being a follower, not even being a kid and a hero to you, man. It's just somebody that inspires you to go out and do the things you love and keep doing it. And to stay positive, man. I mean, that's what it's all about. It's about having that positive attitude about it. And if you stay positive, good things will happen to you, man. I mean, the more you feed into the negative, the more harder it's going to be, the more, you know, more bad things are going to happen to you, and less successful you're going to be. And I can actually let, I used to be like that, man. I actually just got over it from last year, man. I was working a dead-end job. I'm a single parent, man. I'm making decent money, but not good money. You know, just to keep my head above water and pay my bills and, you know, have somewhere for me and my daughter. And those things were taking a toll on me because I was working every day, never having time to myself. Your boy wasn't really on the dating game, man. I mean, I was becoming overweight. I was pushing almost 300 pounds again. Wasn't until a tragic thing in that time that happened to me, and I just started turning things around and said, hey man, fuck it, I'm just gonna start blocking out the negative stuff, because that's not me and that's not who I am. I'm a happy-go-lucky person, man. And I'll be honest, just because I'm always happy or it doesn't seem like things bothering me, like I do have depressions and things like that that do attack me, just like a natural human function does. I mean, we all have depression, happiness. I mean, we all deal with those things. We just deal with it in our own certain way, because some deal with it better than others. And I just happen to be one of those lucky ones that are able to do that and keep a positive outlook on life, no matter if it gets bad or what. I mean, I do regret how last year went and things like that. That's why I'm trying to become the better person I am this year. And a lot of you might say, man, how can this guy do that when there's a pandemic going on? There's a lot of adversity going on in the world with the Black Lives Matters, stuff like that. And how can I just stay focused and positive? I mean, it's just that you gotta look past the bad and just hope that there's light at the tunnel. I mean, one saying that I have to go by is the sky, man. Stay positive and up just like the sky. The sky is always up, no matter if it's blue or dark. It's up. The sky is always up. That's just basically the way you have to be, is just be up and just keep going for what it is, whatever it is you love, you know. Keep those haters in the back of the bus, man. And keep your bus rolling with all that positivity. You know? Don't let what's happening in their lives keep you from what it is you want to do in your life. You know, you just keep pushing for it. But you know, it's really up to the person to itself. I mean, not everybody is as positive as everybody else. I mean, everybody else just goes through life with however the way they can get through it. But the most thing is just don't stop trying. Just always be trying, man, and always be pushing. But it's just one thing I want to touch about with you guys today and see if it helps you guys get you a positive thinking for the weekend. And hopefully you guys have a good weekend this weekend. And listening on to my next one, I'll probably have another segment to attach to this one. Also, like I said earlier on the shows, you know, I've been busy with trying to get other things ready for you guys. I finally got a GoPro going. So next step is starting a YouTube channel and working on things for it. You're also going to start be able to catch these podcasts on YouTube as soon as I start recording and editing things. Just give me time, guys. I apologize that it takes time to get out with that next show, but I mean, Rome wasn't. Hey, how's it going, guys? Alfredo here with a short podcast show for you guys on this beautiful New Mexico day. It is 2:41 p.m., July 7th, 2020. Here in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and it is beautiful. I hope you guys had an awesome, safe, but awesome 4th of July weekend. Hope you guys had an awesome 4th of July weekend. Stay safe. Hope you guys, if you have ventured out, hope you guys practice your 6 feet and your mask to stay safe from COVID, guys, as cases keep rising. Stay safe, guys, especially if you're an essential worker and you have to go to be an essential worker this week. Stay safe, guys, and wear your mask and practice your 6 feet distancing. Well, guys, episode 10, and it's awesome, guys. Awesome to keep doing these shows for you. Awesome that my listeners keep building up and keep listening to my shows. Also, your boy reached across the pond. I'm being listened to in Ireland. Thank you to my Ireland listeners. Awesome, guys. Keep telling friends and family about this podcast shows. Always something to listen in here on the Alfredo podcast. Like I said, I hope you guys are having a good start to your Monday. I am. Like I told you guys, your boy is getting in shape, getting fit. Trying to stay healthy. That's what it's all about. Doing some stretches and starting my day off with some push-ups and sit-ups and going for some runs. That's just to start off, guys, and get me back into the rhythm of doing my workouts. Believe it or not, I used to do some workouts, but kind of got off the trend and let myself go for a little bit. But your boy's back on it. One thing I like to start my week off definitely with a good workout. It's always good to get that blood pumping and getting those circuits in your brain moving and going and getting yourself real motivated for the week and having a positive outlook for the week. I think it really gets you the right mindset, especially when you've had bad days. Like I said, guys, if you guys are feeling down and feeling like the pressure of the week's coming, getting down on you, go for a walk or go for a run, guys. Let some steam out, man. A workout's always a good way of letting the steam out and the negativity out, and especially just getting positive about the next day. Because every day is a brand new day. I mean, that's one thing I like to talk about to you guys today. Because ever since your boy started these shows, I'm getting a lot of critics out there. A lot of people just making fun of me and making fun of my shows and criticizing against it. But hey, your boy's still here, still doing it for you. Because I don't give a fuck to what a hater says or has to say. I do what I do and do what I love to do. I'm really not going to stop just because one person just, you know, keeps talking or another person keeps talking. I mean, hey, I'm the one out here doing it. I'm the one making the hustle for it. So that's what I do to keep myself looking up to it. Man, I just let them talk, and man, I just let the progress of the situation show, because apparently I'm getting listeners and people are liking listening in on my shows. Apparently I'm talking about something interesting. Like, yeah, this ain't your normal podcast or your normal tutorial podcasts that people do. I mean, I'm not really all into that, man. That ain't my thing. That really is not my sauce, man. I'm not really here to dictate to people or be like a teacher to people. I mean, I'm just here to give you a view on things and a view in my way. I mean, if you get something from it, if you learn something from it, hey, all the best. I mean, I'm glad I could do something like that. I mean, but other than that, yeah, I'm not really here to dictate to people or tell them how to live their life or what they need to be doing. I'm just giving you my view on things and how I get through the day and, you know, what my views are on the things. I mean, you know, I'm more worried about myself than other people, you know what I mean? You know, if I was more worried about the person, your boy wouldn't be here or be having the things I have. I mean, that's why I always tell people, you gotta worry about you, man. Don't worry about what the next person's doing. I mean, worry about yourself and try to get something yourself. Because sitting around watching or talking or boasting about it ain't gonna get you nothing. I mean, you're gonna be just like that dude holding the corner up at the sign. Just always talked about it or always boasted about it, but never went out and actually tried to achieve it or try to work towards it. I mean, know a lot of people like that, man. I mean, it's real sad. I mean, just have people around gloating about things they don't have or things they plan to get, but they don't ever really take the real effort into going to get it, like actually taking the steps that it actually takes to get it. They just want to gloat until it comes to that point where you actually get confronted about it and you just can't gloat about it no more. Just say, you know about it. I mean, that's what you got to worry. People, you just can't sit there and act like you're an expert in everything. And when the time comes where you actually have to, you know, kick knowledge and things like that, you don't know shit about it. I mean, you actually sitting there looking like a damn fool. You the fool. I mean, that's what I said. That's why I really don't let people get me down when they talk shit, man, or when they're glowing or when they're trying to be negative and stuff, because it's like, whatever, you just showing the real person that you are. I mean, you just can't be happy for the next because you don't got it. So you just want to see the next person struggling. That's sad because, I mean, that's a lot around. I'm not the only person that goes through. I'm pretty sure everybody else has their fair shares of haters and people that put them down and things like that. But that's how I deal with my shit. You know, I just go on and keep doing what I love and just say, fuck it, man. I mean, shit, I'm living better than them. I mean, what is it I got to be worried about? Like, yeah, some of my shows ain't always the best or always ain't well put together, but I still bring them out and put them out for y'all. And I still get feedback. I get negative and I still get good. I mean, yeah, I pay attention to a lot of negative, but that's just to help my show progress because, you know, it's good to take negatives and turn them into positives. You know, just like I said, the people that put me down and make fun of me for doing my shows and saying I ain't gonna make it or I can't do it, I just say, fuck yeah, I just keep doing them. And, you know, my listeners let me know that I'm actually doing pretty good and I'm actually bringing some exciting things to talk about and giving them a good show. It's at the time people just want to listen to another person going through and dealing life like they deal with and just listen to how they deal with it. I mean, that's basically what this is, man. I mean, I'm just talking to you guys about how I deal with things and how I shake off the haters and how I keep myself positive. So that's really what you got to do, man. You got to keep it positive. You got to keep doing what you love and not let the crowd you're around get you down. That's why you got to always change the crowd around you, because it's the environment around you, really, man. It's the people you got around you. I've learned and you know, I've read and stuff about how to better your circles and things like that, and how certain changes will come when you do that. And it really does. I mean, I became a manager by doing that. I mean, I just started thinking like a manager, you know, started managing myself better, managing the people around me better. And then, man, next thing I knew, man, I was a manager because, you know, I changed the environment around me. I took, you know, negatives and took them into account and turned them good. You know, even though people said I wanted to make it, I didn't become a manager right away, man. I actually tried a couple of times and got denied, but I got back up and kept trying, and it finally happened. And you know, to this day, you know, I'm still not the best. I still need some managing myself, you know. And I try to help by doing that, to help manage others and show them that, you know, it's not so hard. And you know, you keep a positive mind to it and you keep working to it. You know, you can do whatever it is you want. You be whatever it is you want. But, I mean, as long as you got all this negativity around you and all these negative people bringing you down, I mean, it's never going to make you want to do anything, because you're always just going to say, hey, I can't do it because they said I can't do it. So it must be that I can't do it because I keep failing. But you shouldn't really think like that. You shouldn't really let things like that get you down. You should always try to think the opposite of that and do the opposite and show these people that, hey man, I actually can be something. I actually can be something better than what they tell me, because I keep working towards it. I mean, everybody fails, man. Everybody fails. Even the great thinkers, creators, artists, they've all failed. Even actors have failed, man. It's out there. I mean, you can look it up, man. Google it, man. Use those things as inspirations to help you, to help you succeed and see where it is where you can go. I mean, because that's what I do a lot, man. I listen to a lot of inspirational thinking and speeches to motivate myself, to motivate my dreams to what I want. I mean, yeah, I'm always going to hit a brick wall, but it's up to me to tear down that brick wall and get past it and surpass it. I mean, that's why I'm doing these shows, man. I'm trying to do something else in my life, make it a great thing, man, so people can catch on to it. And like I said, it's shown, man. There's people out there listening. I'm across the pond in Ireland. People are listening to me in Ireland. Got a big old female base listeners, which is, hey, it's awesome, man. I mean, that really hypes your boy up, man. I'm not the handsome motherfuckers. I'm not your Chris Hemsworths or your Captain America's, man. I mean, dude, I'm just an average Joe, bro. I mean, but I'm doing it. I mean, that's what keeps me from doing it. That shows me, man, I'm actually am this person that I am trying to be, man. People do see it, and it's giving me that motivation to keep going and keep making it. And like I said, that's why I'm going to keep doing these shows for you guys, and you know, always have something interesting to talk about, because there's something always interesting in my life. I mean there's something interesting in everybody's life, man. They just don't pay close attention to it because they're so worried about what's in front of them than around them, man. I mean, I try to see the whole big picture and outcome of things. I mean, you got to pay attention to the things all around you, man, just not what's in front of you. Because there's a lot of things that you can find out that you're missing out on when you're not paying attention like that. So that's why I try to do, just pay attention to my surroundings. But yeah, peace. I mean, this is definitely what I wanted to talk to you about, to you guys today. Just staying positive and keeping positive, guys. And, you know, just having a positive week. And hope you guys keep having a positive week. And hope you guys really do listen into these shows and really take something from these shows. And it does turn your day around and helps you guys have a good week. Like I said, that's why I like doing these shows. No matter if it's for inspiration or just you guys listening in to what I got to talk about. So right now, forgive me a lot about background noises and things like that. These are from home because I am isolated for the COVID, keeping myself safe. Like I said, I hope my listeners are staying safe too as well, guys, especially if you're in high states. But make sure you guys are always wearing your mask and practicing your 6 feet distancing. That's my daughter in the background. Had her over this weekend. That's what made it an awesome weekend. She's playing some Minecraft. She's a Minecraft player. She actually got me into it, learning Minecraft myself. Hasn't really ever played Minecraft, but actually learning it through her, which is pretty cool. She's enjoying her summer. Hope all the kids out there are enjoying their summer too. But always, guys, thank you for listening in to my podcasts. Hope you guys just keep listening in. Like I said, I know it was a short one, guys, but like I said, I always try to bring you guys something to liven up that radio or brighten up your day so you guys can keep having a good work week. I'll catch you guys again this week. Keep just listening in. Keep listening to some good intake, guys. Some good vibes here. Like I said, I'm really excited to bring this episode 10 to you guys. Hope you really take something from it. And keep having a good week, guys. Keep listening in on to the Alfredo Sauce Bowl Show. And again, guys, have an awesome week. And stay safe as always, guys. And remember, you can catch this all on Anchor Podcasts. It's also distributed to on Apple Podcasts and way more, guys. I'm also on Baker. Catch me on BakerGuys.com. Subscribe to Baker and also listening to my channels. But as always, guys, thanks for listening on in and have a great work week.